May the 4th be with you. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. May the words we say and the prayers we pray echo heaven's praise. Now reading from Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. One day tells its tale to another, and one night imparts knowledge to another. Although they have no words or language, and their voices are not heard, their sound has gone out into all the lands, and their message to the ends of the world. May the words we say and the prayers we pray echo heaven's praise. A reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 30. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do here in our country.'" Then he said, "Assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel at the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." So all in the synagogue where they heard these things were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went on his way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words we say and the prayers we pray echo heaven's praise. Mechtil of Magdeburg, a 13th century mystic, prayed, "I cannot dance, Lord, unless you lead me. If you want me to leap with abandon, you must intone the song. Then I shall leap into love, from love into knowledge, from knowledge into enjoyment, and from enjoyment beyond all human sensations. There I want to remain, yet want also to circle higher still." Let us pray. Let us pray in the words of contentment from Psalm 131. "My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters, nor things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quietened myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore." Father, thank you for your beautiful, multicultural, intergenerational family, gathering in so many places, in so many countries, in these days. Revive and sanctify us, we pray. Make us a house of prayer for all nations, and set our hearts on fire again with the good news of your gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you, Father, for loving us with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Inspire us this week to love you more with all of ours. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithful and sacrificial friendship. Help us this week to be a faithful and sacrificial friend like you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for listening to our many thoughts and words and dreams. Still our souls this week to listen much more carefully to yours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we know your rest in our hearts and in our homes. May your image in us be restored and our imagination in God be restored. May the gravity of material things be lightened and the relativity of time slow down. May I know grace to embrace our own infinite smallness in the arms of God's infinite greatness. And may God's word feed us and his spirit lead us into the week and into the life to come. And we bring all our prayers as Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we will proclaim your bounty and your blessing, O Lord. We will sing to one another the song you have put in our hearts. Our feet will bring good news to the ends of the earth. Help us, Lord, to fill out our promises. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.